Indigo Girls. Hi, Emily. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome, you guys, and thanks so much for joining us on Indigo Girls Day.
Portable
wow.
Indigo Girls Day.
It's Indigo Girls
We're
Day
flattered.
On the road.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've loved your stuff from day one, and I have to say, when I started to prepare this interview, because I've done a lot of them, and when I started to prepare this interview, I thought, I don't really have to prepare.
Mm.
I've lived these songs. You know, I've gotten every album the day or two after it came out and been to every show, and I thought, I think I might know this stuff.
Cool.
And it's just kind of interesting because you guys really have, over the course of 10 years, managed to connect with one person. Person has now turned into a lot of one person. And we saw it at the show last night, too. So many folks just sing along and knowing every word to your song. So I think that's a great achievement and a great accomplishment.
Thanks.
Nice work. This new album is just out, Come On Now Social. And it's album number 7 for the Indigo Girls. And when I first heard it, I tried to think, well, where is this one a departure from what you guys have done in the past? And I guess one thing that came to mind was that it seemed like, in its simplest form, Amy, you're always kind of been noisier, and Emily, you've always kind of been softer. And that's like really taking it down to its simplest level. But it seems that's kind of melding. Those lines have gotten blurry. Do you agree?
I think we mixed it up some. I mean, I think we're more polarized in some ways musically than we've ever been. But for some reason on this record, it's not as obvious, you know, but... Well, yeah, Emily did Trouble, just kind of rock song. Yeah. But I've, yeah, that's a hard one. I think the thing that this album to me is a departure is maybe it's just a little more committed than some of the records we've done. And, you know, when it's kind of Appalachian-y and acoustic, it's really that way, you know, as far as just the vibe. I don't know necessarily, it has other instruments on it, but... And Trouble, I think, is a really interesting song because it's way a departure for us and for Emily, too. So it's hard to put our finger on it because I feel like we're more polarized musically, but people do keep saying that it seems like we switch places more on this record than usual.
It doesn't really feel like we switch places to me either. I mean, still the easiest song for me to write is a ballad. And I have 2 ballads on this record, and then I have a couple mid-tempo songs, and... Trouble is a little more of a departure for me just because it's a little more hard and driving and electric and so on. But, I mean, I always have wanted to write that kind of music. It just doesn't come as easily for me. And because Amy writes it naturally, I get to live through her musical life that way and play electric guitar, which is, to me, as fun as playing acoustic guitar. You know, it's just a different expression. I think the record is very rhythm section oriented. You know, it's got a lot of groove on it. The production is appropriate for each song, but it's also dense. You know, like each song is a little nugget unto itself. And even though there's diversity on the record musically, like Amy was saying, a couple of the songs are truly Appalachian in feeling. But then you'll have like Soon Be to Nothing, a ballad that has a beatbox on it, you know, that the SOS band used, the original beatbox. So that's new.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's cool.
And then just some hard drumming and funky bass playing, and so there's a lot of focus on the rhythm section of this record.
And I guess that comes with working with a producer who's a drummer.
Yeah.
That
it
comes
does.
With the territory.
We're forced
and
to.
The new musicians as well.
Yeah.
And what they like to play.
You got a sense last night that you guys were loving having some new, different folks playing with you. It seemed like it was just nothing but fun on stage, but I really felt the whole funk. And when the show opened with Go, it was like everybody was on their feet and just did not sit down at all. And that was very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't know whether to open with Go or not. Our friend and manager, was like, you just ought to open the show with Go. And traditionally, we would save that kind of song for the end, you know, when everybody was already up, and try to open with something that was more familiar and sing along, you know, Galileo or something that was really like stock and familiar and just to get everybody in the mood. So, but we started using Go at the beginning, and it's been fun to do that. It's very hard to figure out where to go from there, usually. But we love our new band. I mean, they're amazing players, and they kind of upped the ante for us in a big way and kind of challenged us to rise to the occasion, I think, in some ways. And that's always good when you've been doing it for this long to have somebody come along and say, you know, just challenge you. You know, our drummer definitely did that. He he's not on tour with us right now, but the guy that produced our record with us, John Reynolds, definitely challenged us, but it was in a kind way, as opposed to like just negativity. You know, it was just like more like we were in the same boat kind of spirit and all learning together. So it was cool.
So important to have faith in your producer's sensibilities, because if you do and you're willing to, you're free to be vulnerable as you experiment on the record, because it, you know, recording a record can be very vulnerable if you're trying things out, you know. And we really trusted John's sensibilities, and it changed the whole tenor of the situation in the studio. So really, really fortunate for that.
It is a great record. Come On Now Social, the brand new one from the Indigo Girls. Do you guys want to play a tune from it for us?
Yeah. Sure, the acoustic version. This is one of those mid-tempo songs. I was actually, when I wrote this song, it was a lot faster, and it was kind of jangly, and then we went in the studio and tried to record it this way, and it just didn't sound good. And there was, up for a long period of time, it was, didn't know, even know whether this song would make it on the record. And then slowed the tempo on, down, and John recommended, you know, putting sort of an Al Green type old or early Motown sort of backbeat, drum beat that changed the direction of the song. But this is kind of back to the more jangly version, actually.
Yeah,
acoustic.
You change your guitar part a little bit so it's more...
Yeah. Well, you'll see.